Hilariously Melbourne.
Just like Fifi, Feb and Nick do, more and more people are loving the resort-style living of Mandalay. With a championship golf course, beautiful restaurant, gym, swimming pool, kindergarten and so much more. Head to mandalayliving.com.au for resort living every day.
Great to see a lot of eyes on Melbourne for the Australian Open. I know you're heading out there today, boys. And interestingly enough, we've been doing commercial ads, like reading ads on the radio. And we yesterday recorded some ads with Abby. Now, Abby is 11 years old and she won the chance to be a reporter, work as a, like a journo at the Australian Open. Yeah. She's working with Channel 9 reporters. It's like incredible work experience.
And if you go to school with Abby, don't even bother with show and tell next week because you are getting smashed. Abby's at the Oz Open as a junior reporter.
Oh, no. And yesterday, so we were reading commercials with her. And on one hand, I thought, well, this is great because Abby's 11 and never read an ad.
She was better than me too.
Faultless. And we're about to play a bit where I did falter. So we all had lines to read. Abby read her line. I was then supposed to go straight into my line, but I paused and got distracted and I revealed something to you guys.
Well, I actually got to interview Casey Delacroix and Nicole Pratt. They were really nice and it was so amazing to be able to meet and interview these stars.
Oh, sounds exciting. Sorry. Sorry. Just a quick edit point. I'm related to Nicole Pratt, but I thought that was inappropriate for the ad. Anyway, just to pick up here. I mean, distantly related. If you mentioned me, she probably wouldn't know. Yeah.
The cousin of her sister's brother, mother, who was aunties with someone.
The pickup there was the name that Fee dropped on the ground. That's what we had to pick up.
Good gag, man. Loved it.
Do you know what, though?
What is it, though?
But in that pause... Because Nicole Pratt, Australian tennis player, you know her. Yeah. So, but why my brain paused?
Not as well
was,
as you, obviously.
Yeah, well, give us a family tree.
I don't even know. Like, I'm not kidding. I've thought about this overnight, and I feel I should have rung Dad. I was thinking, am I related to her, or are we sort of friends? I can't remember.
Isn't she married to Bradkey?
Yes.
Who's that? He played the basketballer.
Oh, is she? You know what? I feel like I've been at a family lunch.
But they own a bounce.
And this has come up. I've got a connection to Nicole Pratt. I'm not exactly sure what
it is. That is not worth stopping an ad read with an 11-year-old who's won a comp, who's doing her best.
It's not worth talking out at 8.
And I get nervous about this because I've done this in the past. Actually, 13 10 60. Don't. And don't ask her because now I'm embarrassed.
Please, if you know Nicole Pratt, tell her to call 13 10 60 because if you're just a friend of Nicole Pratt.
Of course she's listening.
That is the best.
It's Fee's 19th cousin. She'd be listening in. Got to support the family.
13 10 60. I'm going to put this out there for anyone else who wants to do a brag and is somehow related to a celebrity, because I'm only against bringing this up. And why I'm nervous about the Nicole Pratt one is because I'm pretty sure I'm related to Robert DiCostella, the marathon runner. Oh. Is it a marathon runner or just a? Yeah. Marathon runner,
not a marathon walker.
No, that's right. He wasn't a walker. But anyway, I'm sure my grandma's cousin's daughter something married Rob DiCostella, but I was on a radio show a few years ago and we were trying to get hold of him so I could get him on to go, guess what, we're related, and he just denied it. He wouldn't have a bar of it.
He ran away for ages.
Yeah, so now I'm too nervous to say I'm related to people.
Now, Nicole Pratt's not married to Mark Bradkey. That'd be Nicole Bradkey. Anyway.
but that is Nicole Pratt.
Is it?
Yeah, Nicole Pratt is Nicole Bradkey. This is all coming together now.
Oh, wow. No, they're two different people, I think.
No, they're the same person.
No, because Nicole Bradkey was born in... Queensland, in Mackay. Do you know anyone that was born in Queensland?
Definitely nothing to do with Mackay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think you're related.
Nicole Pratt is Nicole Bradkey.
No, they're different people.
Are they different people? Yeah, Leon, get on to this.
I'm looking at the pictures of them. They're different people.
Nicole Pratt was born in Mackay as well.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but Bradkey as well.
Oh, was she?
They're the same person.
Are they the same person?
They're my relative. I know this.
No, they're not the same person.
Now, Leon Sjögren, not only, have you gotten to the bottom of that?
Well, one's 48 and one's 52, so they're the same person.
They're the same person.
One says they're 52, which is Nicole Bradkey, and Nicole Pratt's 48, so they're the same person. That's incredible science.
Oh, no, there's two different, there's Nicole Bradkey and Nicole Pratt.
Yes.
I'm telling you, they're the same person.
Are you related to both of them? They're not. So. I'm looking at them on the...
And I'm Nick Cody and Nick Kyrgios. What are you talking about?
Nicole Pratt.
You're lucky I'm in here. I had a big game last night.
No, Nicole Bradkey. She wasn't Nicole Pratt.
Okay. Oh. We're moving on because we want to hear, already the phones are melting down. Leon is a distant relative of who?
I'm slightly somehow related to Nathan Buckley.
There we go.
I think he's my second cousin. My auntie's sister's son.
Well, that's close.
That's close-ish.
Well, you could date that.
I'm not going to date Nathan Buckley.
No, like second
cousin. Yes. Okay, now Dave from Waterways is going to clarify this for me. Hi, Dave.
Yeah, hi. Hey, Fev and guys, girls, sorry.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Dave.
Nicole Bradke used to be Nicole Provis.
Yes, that's it.
And her sister married Todd Woodbridge, tennis player.
Yes.
Of course. Okay. That's how
course.
I talk.
You've got no idea. Oh, God, I hate when she does that. And everyone's like, oh, she knew. No, you got no idea.
Maybe I'm just thinking I'm friends with Todd and maybe that's how I know Nicole Pratt.
Nicole Pratt's got nothing to do with Todd.
Nicole Pratt was Nicole Probus and I think I'm related to Nicole Probus.
No.
Stop claiming Nicole's. They're not all your cousins.
Nicole Bradke used to be Nicole Probus, not Nicole Pratt.
No, hang on.
Nicole Bradke was Nicole Probus.
Yes, sorry. I know.
She goes, I know.
I've got it now. I'm related to the Nicole Probus Bradke. That's the one I'm related
to. I think it was actually Provis with a V.
Provis!
It's like the Pro V1s that you play golf with. And they own a jumping castle place in Moorabbin.
And the Pratts or the Provises or the Bradkeys?
The Bradkeys.
Will from Geelong, this will be far more interesting. Who are you related to?
Well, I'm not sure how verified this one is, but my grandma told me that the lady on the $20 note is my sixth great-grandma.
Wow.
It sounds legit, Will. Like, because you wouldn't make that up.
No. So it's your sixth great-grandma.
What's her name? Who is on the $20 bill?
Mary, I think.
Raby.
Yeah.
What did Mary do?
I think she's a convict. I don't exactly know.
Yeah, she stole $20 back in the day, and then they celebrated it by putting her on the $20 note, which is a great effort.
I actually love, Will, that you're going to hang on to this and claim it, but you've never actually looked into who the woman is.
Oh, absolutely, I'll claim it.
It's a good one. That's a great
especially
one
when you have
to
kids.
Brag.
He's a 20. He's your grandma.
Yeah, he's your great-great-great-great-great-grandma.
Bang.
That's good. I like that. Ash in Dramata. Hi, Ash.
Morning, guys. How goes it?
Goes really well, Ash. This is a good brag. Who are you related to?
Oh, I'm actually related to Fev.
To me?
Footballer.
Yeah. Mate, in Dramata too. Nice
Ash,
and close. How?
How?
Our grandmothers are sisters.
Which ones?
Faye and Carmel.
Oh, yes. Carmel.
By the way, two fantastic grandma names.
Faye and Carmel. Yeah, Faye and Carmel.
Mate, awesome.
Yeah.
Who makes the best sandwiches in the world?
Mate, Faye
jam
did.
Sandwiches, mate. Yeah. Faye.
Did you have the jam sandwiches too?
Absolutely.
My God, I've got this addiction, and I spoke when I was up in Portland with my family just before Christmas, that Nan used to make these jam sandwiches with this bread. Like she'd cake this jam on, and then she'd cut the crust off, and you'd squeeze the jam out the sides and suck the jam up until it was flat. Oh, yeah, it was the most amazing sandwich.
White bread? What kind of bread was
just
she
white
using?
White bread, of course.
You're putting jam on sourdough.
Every time.
Hey, quick side note, fans. How's your big garbage bin going, mate?
Big garbage bin?
What have you got? Oh, he's looking sheepish, Ash. What have you brought up?
Is that you that brought it?
Absolutely.
I spoke to you.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say we were related? No, because at home.
I did at the basketball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw you at the basketball. That's right. When I was watching my little niece Liv play. Happy birthday, Liv, yesterday. No, so rubbish. We've got a lot of people in our house. And in the peninsula, they have these little bins. I don't know if they're for like just kids or like, but they're like, you couldn't even stick one of my kids in there. They're that small.
Mm.
So Ash, my cousin. Said, mate, I've got a big, massive bin. I'll drop it over your house. And he brought it over. So now I've got two bins. No dump and runs anymore.
That's great. What a great. See, how great is it that you're related to Ash? Yeah. Ash has come through with the goods.
Yeah, and we both have jam sandwiches. Well,
oh, that's nice.
Ash,
Faye and
bloody
Carmel.
Legend.
Oh,
lovely to talk to
not
you,
here
Ash.
Not anymore, but yeah. Anyway, we'll have a pot, mate.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Oh, good. Love to see cousins reunited on the show.
Good luck, Ash. I drank with him at Super Bowl Monday last year and it still hurts.
Sebastian from West Footscray. Hi, Sebastian.
G'day, how you going?
Really well. Now, who is your distant cousin?
So it's actually Fev again.
Oh, jeez.
We're a big family.
We're all coming out of the woodwork, aren't they? Are you, you have to be dad's side, being a Sebastian.
No, because what happens is my mum is actually cousins with Brendan's brother's wife, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
so we're not related.
Well, yes. No, you can claim that.
Well, I can claim that we're related.
So you're related to Megan?
No, yeah, but, you know, same.
But yeah, it is.
Jason's not married to Megan yet.
Oh, but he had children.
Yeah.
On the family tree. So if you, right. You're all on the family tree, and you and Sebastian are on that family tree together, related.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well,
seeing that we're cousins, I need a bit of cash if you could help me out.
101.9 The Fox.
There is a trial that's kicking off in the UK this week apparently it's happening in other countries. There's a campaign called the 4-Day Week Campaign.
Right, tick it off.
And they've got this up in the UK. It's going to be a 6-month trial. They're going to see, they had to get 30 companies from across the UK involved. And the idea is that you work 80% of the time, so you're working Monday to Thursday. But you get 100% of your salary.
Yeah.
So they want to see whether the impact on productivity and employment welfare, if you reduce a day. So I guess the idea is employees are maybe so grateful, they're really going hard on Monday to Thursday.
Yeah.
And maybe currently people just, drag the whole week.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a great incentive. The only thing, so they're going to test it. And there's lots of researchers involved and all eyes around the world, hopefully even Australia, are looking at this. But I was thinking about it. All the people involved in the trial would just be like, God, it's like,
this is amazing.
Yeah, it's like, come on, let's smash this through. Because once we actually get it across the line, then we go back to being lazy. Like, we've just got to get it across the line with the government.
Yeah, tick it off and then go back to what you did for the 5 days.
Yeah, it's like when you know your boss is watching you do work. Like, occasionally here we get told, the big boss is in town, might be listening to the radio show. And you go, we are not dropping any, like, everything's got to be perfect.
Yeah.
I mean.
You do. Okay. We don't.
And then you go, we'll just go back to being our relaxed, normal selves. When they're not there, I feel like it's a little bit like that.
Mm. I think people will work harder. I don't know if you've ever worked in an office before, but a lot of it is just filling time.
That's what I mean.
Mm. They go, get it all done in 4 days, have 3 days off. Who's not doing that?
Well, there's a few people in this office that do that.
But what about who?
Darcy
just laughed.
Our producer, Darcy, we're in a soundproof studio and occasionally...
But what does that mean?
What day would you take off, though? The Friday?
Absolutely.
No, see, I don't want the Friday off. I want the Wednesday off. Work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. So you have your break mentally. Then work Thursday, Friday, then have another 2 days off.
Do you think you get to pick, though?
But that means your Monday and your Thursday both feel like a Thursday.
Yeah. Your Monday's like, oh, geez, I've got a day off in 2 days. Instead of going, I've got to wait till Friday. Just mentally boxing to get it in your head.
No, but see, I would like to start on a Monday going, I've only got four. I'm off on Thursday's the last day. So that would I prefer that. I'd prefer a short run.
Then you have three big days and you've got to go back to work Monday. Go, ooh, but Monday doesn't even count
because
Monday's a given.
Exactly.
So you only work Tuesday, have Wednesday off.
No, that's all wrong.
Is this greedy? What's 3 day week? Now, hit me out.
Mate, I'm with you.
The lower it goes. As long as you don't say 6 or 7, Nick, I'm all ears.
I'd love just to work Monday, do all our shows, play them out over the week, and if something big happens, we just come in and go, hey, like we're live. No one will know.
What's wrong with your idea about the Wednesday, though, is because you get ready for to come to work. So, Monday, Tuesday, then you have a day off, and then you've got to.
Yeah, but why do they call it hump day? Because it's the worst day of the week. Wednesday's the worst day of the week.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Wednesday's great because you're like, I'm getting closer to the end of it. Unless you love your job and then you never feel like that.
We're doing extra work all of a sudden. We're talking about work and less. We've come back. My auntie Jen just sent me a text saying she works Tuesday to Friday, loves it. 4 day week.
Has the Monday off.
The Monday off.
Well, we can test it next week.
Can you write back to Jen and just say, Jen, would you?
Well, she's listening, so you can
Jen,
ask.
Jen, if you're listening,
that's how
she
heard. Do you think she just texted me out of nowhere her work schedule?
Jen, would you rather the Monday or the Friday off?
Well, she takes the Monday.
No, but maybe it's not choice.
Well, I said Wednesday. So next week's Australia Day, Wednesday, right?
Yeah. Oh.
So we get that day off. We'll test it there. And I think the way we really, like, to make it a proper test, we'll have this Friday off,
Good idea.
Take the 3 days and then see if we like that. But then we get to do it again next week, and then we can. That's we're trialing
it. These are experiments for the good of everybody.
Then we're doing it for Melbourne.
Then coming up is Super Bowl Monday, so we should have the Monday off.
I'll be in America, hopefully.
Steve in Hampton Park's called through. Hi, Steve.
Oh, morning, boys. Good. Everyone?
Yeah, thank you, Steve. I don't mind being referred to as a boy.
But it wasn't even girls. It just went, what a boy.
Steve, do you have a short week? Well, how does your working work?
Yeah, 9 day fortnight.
What does that mean?
What?
Oh, every second Friday we have a day off.
We could probably get that across the line.
Yeah, yeah. So if a public holiday falls, like Cup Day falls on a Tuesday, we have the Monday off. So we'll probably have to work the Friday. But
You can swap them around.
On afternoon shift, you finish Thursday night and you don't come back till Monday night. So that's like nearly 4 days.
See, that's really confusing. Let's just stick with the Wednesday or the Friday off and try to push that through.
No, but Steve's is interchangeable. That's what he's saying. You don't want to waste your Friday off if there's a public holiday on a Tuesday. You can
All the union, they get every second Monday off. And if that's a public holiday, they get the Tuesday off as well because my dad does. They already get the extra day.
Okay, but think about this, Fev. Just even the way Steve said it. Imagine going to your boss and saying, I've got an idea, 9 days, and then I get a day off. It actually sounds like you're working more because nine days.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And hear how up and about Steve was.
Yes,
that energy. Extra day.
And Steve works from 5 o'clock to 4 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
We only work from 6 till 9.
Now, Moana's called in Deer Park. Hi, Moana. Moana? Moana.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry. Now, how often do you work, Moana?
I work 4 days a week.
Brilliant.
That's great. And which day do you have off?
Thursday.
Ooh, that's a spanner.
That's a 4 day week. No, that's a 4 day weekend. You're not trying on
a
Friday.
How do you find that?
Oh, I find it great because I work for 3 days. I have a long day off, and then I just work 1 day, and then it's a weekend. I find it great.
It's actually not bad, that one. It's a trick because I didn't think I'd like the Thursday off. But when you think about it, you're just back to work for a day and then you're off again. It's not bad.
I know we've been on this a long time.
Yes.
A long time.
And we've only been back at work for 3 days.
And we've only been back at work for 2.5 days.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go back to my Wednesday. And the reason I'm going back to my Wednesday, because that's a full day off. Mm. Now, listen to me. We work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off, work Thursday, and you want Friday off. We're finished at 9 o'clock on Friday. It's already a day off.
But I'm not thinking about us. I'm thinking about people in general.
I'm talking about us, baby.
Oh, gosh, okay.
I'm pushing hard. No. So that means we'd get Wednesday, pretty much Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
We're only working
3 days.
I prefer Moana's. I want the Thursday off.
Fev said we're pretty much working 3 days and held up 4 fingers. So I don't know if this is the man.
101.9 The Fox.
We've got him. This is a great exclusive get. We were trying to get him yesterday. We want to get to the bottom of this story that Brian Mannix was attacked by a shark and saved by Warwick Capper on Sam Newman's boat. Warwick, welcome back to the show, Wiz.
How are you guys? You missed your old mate, Warwick Capper?
We missed We missed you yesterday when we plugged you for 2 hours and we couldn't get you on the show.
Sorry about that. I had a lot of media commitments.
Understandably.
Where were you, mate? What happened? Had a big night?
Yeah, I was in bed. I was getting massage. Sorry about that, guys. I'm here tonight. I'm here today. How are you?
Now, Warwick, we're really good. Actually, I want to catch up, find out what you've been up to. But can we ask about this news story? So was Brian actually attacked by a shark? Talk us through, play by play, how that happened.
Okay, well, it's actually the third incident in a year. So it's not the booze cruise. It's actually the doom cruise, I think. So I don't think I'm going to get out of the boat anymore. Well, I was about 2 hours into the trip. We're heading off and onto the Baldy Bridge, getting excited. We're doing photos to everyone, blowing kisses, and we stopped for lunch. Everything was going well. I was on the top deck with Sammy and the bodyguard, David, and Nick, and Ricky, and Con. And then we're doing some cappers, doing some hangers, about 10 minutes before, doing some back salts, and everything's going well. Then we stopped for lunch. 20 minutes later, millimetres in the water, Brian had a bit of a scream and looked over, and I saw a bit of a black object, and I saw a bit of blood, and he goes, ah, help. So me and Dave just jumped in, Ricky. You know, I'm pretty sure it was a shark, big black object, about 12 foot, and I put the foot straight on the head of it and jumped, scared the shit out of it. And here's Brian's crying like a bitch, and I helped him up, and then
okay,
foot on, foot on the head,
foot on the head.
Hold on, you took a screamer on the shark.
Did you cap of the shark?
Yeah, I cap of the shark. The heel straight in the head of it.
Did you go cap ha?
And I was up there for about 3 hours, and I went, yappa.
Shark out of the way.
And then we dragged him out, and that was about it.
Okay. Now, there is absolutely no chance there was a shark there. He's fallen over. And you guys have just absolutely taken the piss out of everyone in the media saying there was a shark.
Yeah.
Because Brian has a tendency to fall over a bit, because it's happened before.
Yeah, last month as Temple West come up and he's broken his nose.
Broke his nose.
Another shark.
Another shark on board.
And a year ago, Ricky dislocated his shoulder, so I had to go to Sandringham, your club, and get to the ambulance. So mate,
there's some interesting cats on this the trip. There's the toot-toot train, Ricky Nixon. There's Sammy, Brian Mannix, yourself. What are you doing on this boat?
And we've got Sue Stanley. Yeah, we're just going out and please the fans for a barbecue.
Was Sue Stanley the aerobics woman?
Yeah, she's looking good too. She's been training.
Remember Sue Stanley? It was in the 90s, like aerobics?
What aerobics all star?
Can't remember. Yep.
How do you get on this boat trip?
You've got to be able to kick 100 goals.
There it is. Whiz goes bang!
And you've got to have Sir Church and you've got to be a superstar. So every month, on a Sunday, we go out there and it's a bit of fun, yeah.
So let's get this straight. It's a great story. So there was no shark?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, it was very, at least 12, 14 foot. Quite big. 14 foot. Yeah, me and David scared the wave. We actually jumped about 10 foot, and I think I scared the wave with the heel. That's what happened. And I went down. I heard the right shot on Pevin. I went, Kiapa!
I feel like I'm having deja vu.
They're taking the piss.
I just heard this.
Yeah, they're taking the piss. Didn't really. Brian Mannix is a great man, but come on.
It's great to chat with you. Wiz, anything else? What's new in your life? Recording any new singles? Got any endorsements?
Been going well on Memo and Cameo. So book us on that. That's going great. Doing six.
What do you charge?
$230, me and Shannon Neal.
Wow, nice. That's good.
Yeah, a bit more than Dougie Hawkins. Dougie Hawkins gets $40, so it's good.
Yeah. How's your song going?
Yeah, it sold 40,000. That's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's good effort.
But any more music? Have you been writing any more music?
No, I've been down to Kappa Cave a fair bit. Going well.
What about movies? Weren't you doing movies?
Yeah,
that's coming out next year.
Excellent. What was that again?
I don't know if you've got now, but it's got a great movie.
Are you going to catch up with Charlie Sheehan? Is he coming down for your new ad?
Actually, I'll give you a bit of a scoop. We're supposed to, as COVID sort of stuff things up, but I was going to do an ad with Daryl Braithwaite and Chappelle Corby. She's an my oxygen. That's postponed for about 3 months now.
Wow.
Well, that's something.
What's that going to be? The Boogie Boarders.
That'll be out next year doing tennis again. That's going to be good.
Excellent. Well done, thank
Cab.
Thank you for coming on the show, Wiz. Thanks for clarifying that. So
you saved his life.
Did he? Didn't we get
Hero.
To...
He took a capper on a shark.
Yeah. Oh, we're believing it. Oh, well, sorry.
What do you mean, believe it? It happened.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Yeah, we are talking spiders. And I was saying to you guys, for the last sort of 8 to 9 months, I've had a massive big huntsman. I once viewed it running across my windscreen while I was just in the Macca's drive through.
Was it big enough?
Mate, I jumped out of the Macca's drive-thru with a stick that was on the ground to try get it, and I didn't want to kill it because the kids were in the car, so you don't want to kill it. You think I talk about death and it's a nightmare. Whole nother story.
By the way, Luch tried to catch the spider in our car.
With a cup.
Luch, this is no time for your hippy-dippy nonsense.
Yeah.
Punch.
I tried to do the same thing. Anyway, it was in the car. It went straight into the grill. And it hasn't come out. And there's always spider webs. I bombed it, still there. And then you guys say, oh, it can't be still there. Spiders don't live that long. You said you don't know how...
Yeah, grandkids or something are in there.
Well, I'll have you know, guys, the oldest spider to ever live was 43 years old.
What breed?
And spiders live up to 20 years.
Huntsmans, though? Get specific.
Spiders live up to 20 years.
All right, Mr. Arachnid. Here he is.
So there you go.
If you're looking at the same article, I am, it says some spiders have lifespans of less than a year and others may live up to 20 years.
Yeah.
Can we just go?
Humans have a lifespan of maybe a couple of years and some live up to 100. So what's the difference?
It's grim. Let's move
on. What's the same thing?
We are taking your calls.
There's an old man under my bonnet.
On 13:10:60 after Nick had a huntsman in his car.
Can't get rid of him.
We're talking spiders in cars because Nick got to the bottom of the big huntsman in your car that poor Luch had to deal with.
Yeah, she drove home from Gisborne with a huge huntsman walking across the windshield inside the car. Then it disappeared. Then it popped out where the Speedo is. Spread out. She didn't want to freak out the kids. She doesn't want to make our three-year-old Charlie afraid of spiders. And as soon as they got home, I just attacked the car with chemicals.
It's huge as well. Marcel's just put it on our Instagram, at FifiFev, Nick, if you want to see the picture of the spider as well.
And see, the thing, it's the I fear that if one did what it did to Luch, I would run off the road.
Yeah.
Like, I can't have that.
A lot of accidents are caused by that.
I know. Yeah. Well, our phones have melted down because we said spiders in cars. Tell us about it. Macy from Doreen. Hi, Mace.
Hi, how are you going?
Really well. Have you had an incident with a spider in a car?
Yes, it wasn't even that long ago. So a few months ago, I was driving, well, in winter, so it was dark. I was driving to work and a spider crawled up on my windscreen in front of me. I could see it and it crawled to above my head on the roof. I thank God there was not many cars on the road because I stopped right in the middle of the road. My reaction.
Of course.
I had to pull over. I had to get out of the car. I was just standing outside the car. I didn't know what to do, and I was so late for work. I had to take my shoe off and kill it with my shoe, and then, oh, my God, it was traumatic.
I get that, Macy. Isn't that, you like to see a car stopped in the middle of the road, you assume breakdown.
Yeah.
But no, that's a spider.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what they do to us.
Wonder how old it was.
The spider? Thank you for that, Macy. Azizi in Doncaster East. Hi, Azizi.
Hey, Fifi.
We love your name.
Really good to you guys.
It's so good to talk to you too. I just want to keep saying your name, Azizi.
Azizi.
Yes, I've been wanting to call for a long time. I really enjoy your show.
Oh, well, thank you, Azizi. We love that. Well, call us more often.
I will.
Now, have you had an incident with a spider?
Well, not exactly. Incident. I drive a truck, a 3-ton truck, 12
Please.
Hours a day.
Are you in it?
Yes, I'm in it.
How's the horn go?
Azizi, please tell me you drive an Isuzu. That'll be, if Azizi's in an Isuzu, that'll be my favorite.
No, it's one of those I haven't been driving it for very long. It's only about 3 months, so I don't know much about trucks.
Don't worry about it. Learn as you go.
He knows about spiders, though.
Well, when I got this truck, I had two spiders living in it, one on the wiper and the other one on the left-hand door frame. And it's got to build itself a nice sort of like spider web over there. So I've decided to name them. The one big one inside is called Luke. And the one on the wiper is Fred. I don't know how Fred survives. I mean, torrential downpour and everything, but he's there, you know, plugging away.
Plugging away?
I didn't know spiders would plug away.
Is there any reason why you call them Luke and Fred?
Well, just, you know, they ride shotgun with me, so I thought, you know, might as well make some friends while I'm at it.
You're the most relaxed.
I love that you've done that, Azizi.
Do you feed them? You know,
sorry. Actually, I do. Not Fred, though, because, you know, he's on the outside. But Luke, once in a while, I open my door, let a couple of flies in, and it's amazing to watch him catch flies.
Wow.
You know, just like, he just sits there, and then the flies will go get stuck on the web, and then he just pounces.
No wonder you don't know much about trucks. You're too busy watching your spider.
You're never driving it. Trying to be the new David Attenborough.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, we've just finished a summer holiday. Well, Should no, sorry.
Up? No.
I missed this. What's happening?
No, it's just
as far as we can see.
It's as far as we can see. It's in the 30s. That's all I wanted to say.
I saw that last night too. Yeah. It's just 30, like forever at the moment.
Yeah.
It also means last day we're seeing Josiah in a shirt for a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in a shirt
Back
too.
To shirtless paneling.
Well, that's a nice linen shirt.
Mate, look at all the hair on your chest.
I almost wore a linen shirt today.
Have a look at you.
It's not about me, guys.
You look good, though.
Thank you. We're going to the tennis today.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you're dressed up. Mm. Big dog.
Now, we've just finished our holidays and people are starting to, and look, I was lucky enough and I just, fortunate, it was like a window where I booked my Fiji trip and I got there and I felt like I'm, you know, it was a good moment. I probably wouldn't book anything at the moment because you just start to get nervous about numbers and you look at different countries and some reintroducing lockdowns and restrictions, and Thailand have opened, and that's yes, a big holiday destination for our country.
Full moon party.
I've never been to Thailand.
Oh, Koh Samui.
Yeah, I've never
unbelievable.
Done that. I'd love beautiful it. Place. I'd love it.
I've never been
in it. Nicest people, best food. Oh, it's the best.
Holiday makers are complaining a little bit about something that's going on there. And you might remember this. Remember when the whole world went into the first lockdown and it was like everyone just stayed at home? And there was vision coming out of the monkeys in Thailand just going crazy because they were losing all their snacks. Yeah. So they live off all the food and the rubbish that people around the streets are leaving.
Yes.
So they were going crazy. Well, now that people are back and holidaying in Thailand, they're ruthless. They're gangs. They're calling them gangs of monkeys.
Wow.
And they're hooked on sugary drinks. So people who, if you had a drink and you just put it down on a table whilst you were eating your lunch, bang, they've got your drink and they're out.
They've been doing this for years, Boxy.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, mate, remember when I was in Bali and I was outside having a dart, just smoking my nice cigarettes, they were called the Strikes, and the monkey come up, stole my cigarette and literally was smoking it in front of me while I was standing there, and we videoed it. It was unbelievable. They just looked... I didn't know what to do.
I don't. That was very, very funny. Well, the same trip, my dad, we went to some temple at night and a monkey just took my dad's glasses off his head
and wore them?
Walked off with them.
Well, then, I'm a dork. But I think, you go, hey, monkey, that's hurtful.
I think the difference is, Fev, these monkeys in a lot of these countries have always been doing this, but there's the gangs and they're ruthless.
You deserve that, though. In Thailand, if you get your sugary drink stolen, you shouldn't have a sugary drink.
Are they like the Carlton crew?
No, beers are a dollar. Why are you having a Coke? Who cares? I don't care what you're...
101.9 The Fox.
Ooh, speaking of heat and hot, on the set of his new movie, Bradley Cooper, he had to film a scene in a bathtub. But because he's a bit of a method actor, Bradley, he had to be naked for the scene.
Yeah.
And as you know, you both have filmed things. It takes forever to shoot something.
I've been in a bath nude.
You have, that's right.
For a photo shoot.
You did. Well, I was actually going to get to that because Bradley.
Zoo. The boy next door.
Fox.
Bradley was like naked for 6 hours, just on a set.
Oh, wow.
Crew, Toni Collette, his co-star, it was her first day on set. She just had to suffer Bradley Cooper naked for 6 hours.
So he's just cruising
around. But
he got
right into it and then he just wouldn't put clothes on. So he's just enjoying it so much. Well, it is liberating. Remember I told you, I've done a naked rain dance. I did it for a radio station in Sydney years ago. And we all got nude to bring in the rain. There was a drought.
Yeah.
And the rains are coming. Took your clothes off. Yeah. Woo! You just, it's a feeling. It's a really liberating feeling.
We did it on the Fox rooftop. We got listeners. To get nude,
that's
remember?
Right,
we brought him in.
Yes.
I didn't get nude. Oh, I kept my clothes on.
Fev told everybody he was going to get nude.
Yeah.
So everyone was nude on the
tricked.
Rooftop and Fev walked out fully clothed.
Yeah. Amazing. Gotcha.
Good view though.
But you love it. You've done a bit of nudity on this show.
I've done nude toboggan riding down Mount Buller while all the executives were sitting in a room and we got in a bit of trouble for that.
Yep, yep.
I ran nude at Pantel Gardens.
That was just to get here this morning.
It was a bit weird because I was running nude and there was a school excursion just coming around the corner, which was a bit frightening.
And it's easier not to run nude,
in
I reckon.
A bath was nude. It was a common theme. I don't mind being nude.
Cooper didn't sit in the bath.
For 6 hours?
Nude for six hours.
He walked around the set. He's just walking around the set. I mean, he could have had a towel or a robe, but no, he's just decided to be. He must be pretty confident.
Trimmed up, confident. Otherwise,
no aircon on.
Well, you don't want to be out there, do you? Like a hedge. Because people be like, bro, yes or no? Yeah. What's everyone laughing for?
Is that
everyone
weird?
Comes
is that...
out, that's not weird. Everyone comes out nude.
No, I agree.
Come to the world nude.
It's I reckon nobody, though, is good looking enough to walk around at work for 6 hours nude without somebody going, come on, man, it's lunch.
Is that a dare?
Like I'm trying to. Is that a dare? It is.
All right, I'm in.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Fev and Nick love resort living. And just 40 minutes from Melbourne, Mandalay is resort living every day. With a championship golf course, clubhouse, gym, swimming pool, primary school and more all delivered. To find out more, visit mandalayliving.com.au.